Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Joseph Graff, who is running for election to the Riverside City Mayor.
Joe, you are running for election for Riverside Mayor this November. How about we start off you telling us a bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a Midwesterner at heart. Although I come from the suburbs of Chicago, I know hard work, I know family, I know dedication, I know respect. And that's something that everybody from Pennsylvania to Nebraska understands. Our needs are diverse. They're constantly growing. Agriculture is this heart of this nation. And we need to respect all peoples wherever they come from.
Why have you decided to run for mayor at this time?
A need. There is a town. It has one mayor. It was running unopposed. I have a want for civil service, and the town has a need for the ability to voice its opinion. I come from an area where a lot of times you have no choice at a ballot box, and that is such a frustrating point for people, and I figured that this was about the right time in my life to stand up and offer myself as a civil service.
Are there any certain issues that you would like to address or projects that you would want to work on if elected to Riverside Mayor?
The biggest project is to listen to its people. Riverside is a very diverse area. It has a lot of opportunity, and it stands at a precipice of inability. What the ability is, what the people want, is driven by the needs of its people. And what I am offering to its people is the ability to listen to what they need and what they want, and help them give back.
Can you tell me about your experience in the community? Have you volunteered for local organizations either in Riverside or where you've lived previously, or have you been elected to office in the past?
I have never been elected to office. My time has been often demanded by my family, and that's where I've had to invest it for the last 10 years of raising two wonderful kids, a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. My son has special needs, and a little daughter of 5 definitely has her own individual special needs, and I've had to provide that. On the point that I was able to offer my services to my community, I decided to step up.
Have you had any volunteering experience prior to living in Riverside?
I have never had the time to volunteer in my life. Oftentimes, you're dealing with doctor's appointments, just the needs of two wonderful individuals and a family. Like I said, this is the first opportunity that I've had, and I figured it was the right time for me.
And how long have you been a resident of Riverside or southeastern Iowa?
Sadly, 4 months. The ability for me to know what the problems of the town are very small. Although I'm a very observant artist, and I see some of the needs that our people have, but again, it comes down to what the people want.
In closing, is there anything that you would like to say to our listeners?
Thank you. Thank you to the people who signed petitions for me to run. Thank you to the people who support me. And thank you to a town that is strong, willing, a hard place for a love, for a people, for a state, and a community. We are a great community out in Riverside, and there is nothing that puts us down or apart. We are Iowans. We are Riverside.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Riverside mayoral candidate Joseph Graff. You can find this and other Riverside City election interviews at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.